What's going on, everybody? It is Friday, so that means it's time for another episode of The Big Booties. Mm-hmm. Brought to you by Berkey Orthodontics. BB Shea right there, Matt right there, Biggie right here, coming to you from the Marco's Kitchen Studios. And we're going big today. Well,
yeah.
I guess I'd say popular today.
Yes.
We've
light.
We've kind of avoided this till now. We tried different beer on the show for some Try It Tuesdays.
Yeah.
But today we're going full episode on the hard seltzer.
I mean, you see this. You see that? I'm not proud of myself for doing this.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Some would call us basic for doing this.
Yeah. 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 And there's all... I'll tell you, I don't know about you guys. I've had seltzers. I've tried them.
Yeah.
Some I like. Some I haven't cared for. We got seven here today, and frankly, we're probably not going to try your favorite. I mean, there are so many.
Yes. And trying to not buy a whole lot, I only found things that were in single. So we don't have the Corona stuff. We don't have any of the Mike's Hard Lemonade stuff. It's just stuff we can buy in
single. I'll tell you, it's to me the big names. It's the ones you know.
Yeah, so, pretty much.
And a few that I have not, like, you know, I'm going to pick one. Let's start with this one. This I have not. I didn't even know this was a thing. Bang energy drinks.
Bang!
Bang!
Get that out of the way.
We just had them for our energy drinks not long ago. I didn't know they were doing a hard seltzer, but here it is.
So the young lady at the Sheets where I bought that sold me on that. So I'm like, yeah, Bang's fun to do.
All right. So. Strawberry Blast is where we're blasting off right here.
Let's blast off.
Do it. I remember when they first rolled these out, I was a big, like, I was pretty pumped. Because I like seltzers. And, you know, to me it was just going to be a vodka seltzer, but it's different. It's not.
What are you a fan of? You like seltzers?
No.
Someone once described seltzers to me as tasting like TV static.
Man.
Wow.
That is a good description of something.
Yeah.
That's great.
And I'm like, okay, so a seltzer is TV static, or it's water that hurts.
That's that too. Yes.
I know a lot of people, though. I have friends who just can slam these things. Yeah. They like it. They'll drink them all day long.
And like the non-alcoholic seltzers as well. Like I can't, no, like the AHA, the...
oh, really? See, that stuff I
can't
like.
Do that.
At least with something that is alcohol in it, at least there's a point.
See?
I don't want non-alcoholic seltzer.
You don't? See, I like seltzers.
I just want a burp.
I'm on the LaCroix fan. I love LaCroix. The AHA. This is not what I was expecting.
That is disgusting.
It's not, I'll tell you, it's more flavorful than I was expecting. It's not necessarily
good
seltzer. Flavor. No, it's like a strawberry juice to me.
Mm-hmm. Need to bang a Yui and go back to the drawing board, because this is terrible.
Did you practice that before the show?
No. Yeah, I've got puns
need
for
to
all
bang
these.
A Yui.
I've got nice quips for all these.
I don't mind this.
That is the least seltzery seltzer I've ever had.
No, that's not
that
good.
That doesn't taste like a seltzer.
No, I'll tell you, it's not the best flavor, but it's not the worst of the seltzers I've had.
Do y'all need a dump bucket, or...?
Just put them in the sink.
Okay, fair enough.
I'll tell you this. The second taste is not as good as the first.
No.
I don't know what that says about it.
Not good, dude. And to the young lady at Sheets, thank you for the recommendation, but you got it all wrong. You need to go back to the drawing board.
Clearly, she hasn't done much drinking in her life.
Let's put it into super basic with a claw.
White claw.
The first, really.
The claws. When you're drinking the claws.
Yes.
To me, the first one I remember hearing, it was like a hard seltzer. What is this? And then everyone.
Well, they were definitely first to market.
They went all on.
Like, he pours the most for me. And I was like, no, I hate seltzers.
Hint of mango, 5%, 100 calories, gluten-free. At what percentage
Thank
was
God
the
for
bang?
That.
What the percentage was the bang?
Alcohol?
Yeah.
Five.
Okay, so we're
five. Most of these, I think, are going to be 4 to 5.
Not one of them. I've already looked.
Oh, really?
One of them's up there.
Ooh.
It tastes like the White Claw I've had. That's just it. It's not... It's not for me.
That's more seltzery.
Yeah, that's seltzery.
That one's like full flavored, but the flavor sucks. Like this... That's not terrible.
Look, I think seltzers drinks like this were made for people to drink and not feel bad about the drinking.
Yeah.
Now, what I have heard people doing... to get really drunk is some have been, I've heard, taking the seltzers like the White Claw and mixing it with the vodka, and then you get drunk really quick.
So is this like part of that? The drinking equivalent of vaping?
Maybe you know, because to me, I would rather have a vodka, straight up vodka with with soda, vodka soda and a lime.
And I'd rather just have one of these. I'd rather just have a beer.
Like, I think this is the drinking equivalent of CBD.
Okay.
Fair. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, you drink enough of these, you can still get drunk, obviously. Yeah.
If you're looking to get lightheaded, I don't want to say high because you don't get high when you consume CBD, but like people,
you want to relax.
Yeah. People smoke marijuana to get high, right?
Like,
but if you're looking for something just under it, you might, you know, take like a Delta 8 gummy or something.
But I was thinking, like B said, it makes people feel good about themselves because the calories are low. And I was about to say, okay, people who vape think that they're doing a little bit better because they're not smoking.
Sure.
That's what I'm saying. In not every state, marijuana is not legal.
Sure.
Yeah.
But CBD, for the most part, is legal in every state.
I think that, I think of this as people who don't... like are looking to save some calories,
sure,
not feel as bad.
And that's
which
fine,
is why to me they list it as, hey, it's gluten free, it's 100 calories, because it's like, hey, I can still get drunk and not feel as bad.
It's the people that with the Mick Ultra.
Yeah, but really, you could have a vodka soda. That's like the healthiest booze drink you could really have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, y'all need to claw your way back to the top. Not as good as the last one.
That first one was really good.
That one was better. Yeah.
There's your higher
one. Oh, yeah. Here you go.
7%.
7%. And this is from our man, Travis Scott.
Yes.
Your boy.
Just gets into everything and immediately does well with it. Because these are selling everywhere.
Did you hear how he went straight Willy Wonka?
With this?
Yeah.
No.
He hid 10 tickets to his Astroworld Music Festival in cases of his Cacti Seltzer. And they're like golden tickets.
Now, I'm going to tell you this. From what I've heard, this is absolutely horrendous.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've had two people I know try it and say it was the worst seltzers they've ever had.
I can't stand his music, but I love his grind.
Not a Travis Scott fan.
Not a Travis Scott fan.
Really?
No, yeah.
I really enjoy him.
I like his business acumen, but I think he's very overrated as far as music.
So. Very strong smell on this one. It's pineapple, by the way. 7%. Yeah. Very strong pineapple. Oh, blah. That is horrible. Let me tell you, two people told me it's garbage, and they are absolutely right. Yeah. That is tremendously bad. People.
Not great.
Oh, I can't even pour that out.
Not great.
You know what that tastes like?
Ugh.
That tastes like bad booze.
It does.
That tastes like stale beer.
Yeah.
That tastes like a hot beer. Oh.
All right, Travis Scott.
That is terrible. Who was drinking that?
Travis Scott fans.
Yeah.
All right, stick to the
that is
McDonald's meal.
Seriously, I'm going to throw up. That's so bad.
Yeah.
Let's crack open this one. It's a Bud Light seltzer, it's the lemonade.
Okay, wash it out. God, that is bad.
That's not
good. This one's 5%.
I'm going to be honest. If you're drinking Travis Scott's stuff, that's because you're a Travis Scott
fan. Exactly. That's all it is.
That is so bad.
That's all it is. All right.
That didn't even taste like pineapple. That just
It smelled like pineapple.
It smelled like pineapple. God.
All right.
Was that Ice House? Was that Ice House in a can?
I think it was.
It's labeled differently? That's what it reminded me of.
That's lemonade.
Yeah. A little sour on the...
That's a watered down lemonade.
Yeah.
That's good. I could.
I'll tell you this. I can get down on those versus the Travis Scott.
Muster up a kit to drink a can of that. I think. Yeah, it's not bad.
You know what I think seltzers are? This is just me. The times I've had seltzers, just being honest, is when I'm already drunk. It's like I've had vodka, real vodka, like vodka and soda. I've drank those, but then I want to kind of keep. I don't want to get drunker, but I want to keep the buzz.
Yeah.
Then I'll crack open these. I could drink 12 of these, and I don't think it would get me drunk.
Fair enough. I mean,
I think it's for me, it's like a holder. When you find that nice buzz where you're like, I don't want to get drunk.
Yeah,
I want to keep this buzz. Then you go to something like this.
That's fair.
That's like, I drink so much craft beer that like stuff like Budweiser doesn't even affect me anymore. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
Like, I could drink Budweiser all day and be cool.
All right, so let's go to the Bon Vive. spiked seltzer.
Cranberry. Oh, I love a cranberry.
No sugar, natural flavors, 120 calories, 4.5%.
Well, it's trouble with the can there. I do feel like drinking like two of these at night would probably help you sleep, though. Like,
possibly.
I bet it has the same effects as my melatonin gummies, which I highly recommend.
Good flavor and the smell.
Okay.
I don't get a lot of cranberry, but I...
See, there's that carbonated flavor, and it's too intense on some of them.
That's this.
On this one, I don't think it's
really
too intense here.
I think it is here.
I think it's... This just tastes watered down, and I think that's fine, but then there's, like, the other stuff that's, like...
I'm gonna tell you
back here.
I don't get any cranberry.
I don't know what it is.
I get a little bit.
I get a fruit flavor, but it's not...
Look.
It's not clearly cranberry.
I have real cranberry, like, not... like real cranberry juice in my fridge. Pull that out, and that tastes nothing like... Not cranberry cocktail. I'm talking real cranberry juice. Yeah, pour mine out.
Not a big fan.
I
could get down on that. I honestly...
I think I could drink it. I don't... It's not my favorite.
No.
Now, I will tell you, we're moving to what has become, if I'm going to drink one, I do enjoy the Truly.
That's your favorite?
The Truly brand, to me, is good. I have enjoyed drinking these when I've had them.
Yeah.
It has, to me... Now, I haven't had this. This is the mango lemonade. But I've had their regular seltzers, and they have a good flavor that's not too much. This is 5% as well. I know the World of Hard Lemonade is big, too.
Yeah.
Less than 1% juice.
Awesome!
See, I could drink this.
99% alcohol.
It's not exactly my, not my favorite, but it's not bad to me.
Okay, that's got a little bit more flavor to
yeah.
it.
Yeah, I could drink those on a hot day. And
I prefer the Bud Light when we're going lemonade.
Okay.
To this one, but it was also a different
to me,
flavor.
To me, this actually has mango flavor to it. Like when you see
something,
you're like, okay. That's why I like Truly. Truly has... Whatever their flavor says to me, you drink it, you're like, okay, that is a lime.
That's
okay,
not bad.
That's, yeah.
You can tell it's
I get down on that. And me pouring it out isn't an indication of its nastiness.
We just got it. We got to drive.
Yeah, yeah.
Now this was brought to you.
Yeah.
You,
so,
BB, so
I recently
give us a little insight.
Recently started working at a bar, Village Beverage in Summerfield. Come hang out with me if you want. And this is a Florida seltzer, and I swear we sell more of this than beer. It seems like
really
people come in here and they rave about this stuff. So okay. I haven't got a chance to try it yet. It might be nasty. I don't know. But I've heard wonderful things about it.
I'm
so.
Excited about the flavor. Yeah. It's two of my favorites together.
Yeah. Pineapple mango. It's Untitled Art Florida Seltzer.
Okay.
From Wisconsin. So.
Untitled Art Florida Seltzer from Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, yes. Not from Florida.
This is the first one that's not clear.
Yes, it's got a good
Okay.
color to it.
Interesting. Oh, and look at that. It got some foam on there.
Yep.
Huh. Okay.
I see you, Florida Mango Seltzer.
Good smell, not overly strong.
It smells like juice.
Not my thing.
Not a big, no, flavor's not there.
I'll be honest, it tastes like if Wisconsin tried to make Florida Seltzer. And that's, you sell a lot of that, you say. Repeat customers?
We sell a lot of the other flavors as well, so. Huh.
I feel like I've tasted that before, but not in a good way.
Yeah.
I don't mind that.
Really?
It's got more of a juice than seltzer.
Oh, it
flavor.
Does have a
yeah.
juice feel.
I think it's got a lot more flavor than, like, seltzer flavor.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I'll tell you this. It's definitely got pineapple juice in mm-hmm. it. You get that. I don't know if I love it, though.
Yeah.
Hmm. That was definitely an interesting episode.
Oh, well. Yeah, yeah.
I'll tell you what I could go for right now after this. Some Berry Patch ice cream.
Oh, that's so good.
That would be to cleanse our palates.
Yes.
Well, I'm
I would love
going
some
with
berry.
The pineapple and the mango, and I'm like strawberry
yes.
and pineapple ice cream from the Berry
Patch. I'll tell you, I would take Berry Patch ice cream over any of these all day long.
100%.
Berry Patch located right there in Ellerbe, the world's biggest strawberry. You can't miss it if you're coming down 220. Coming home from the beach, you got to make it your last stop before you get home.
Yep.
Nice little treat. And I bet they could do wonders with these flavors of
absolutely
ice cream.
Absolutely.
Couldn't agree more.
All right, boys. So what do we... Truly's my number one.
I dug the Truly. I also enjoyed the Bud Light Seltzer,
yeah,
too.
Bud yeah. Light would probably be my number two.
Bud Light wasn't bad. And honestly, this Untitled Art, I think, was fine. As far as seltzers go, like getting a lot of flavor, I think yeah. that's... As okay. far as flavor goes, that's yeah. up there.
White Claw was the most TV static of all of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I don't know what that first thing we drank was. The
oh,
Bang.
The Bang.
I can actually feel my head hurting. I think I'm going to blame that.
I think we're all going to have to lay down. For
yeah. Bang should have just yeah. chilled on that.
All right. Well, there you go. In the comments, please tell us your favorite hard seltzer, if you have one. Also, follow us Instagram, Facebook, you name it, podcasting apps. Platforms, we're there.
You're throwing random
we
words
all
together now.
Platform and apps, and you can find us. You can search Big Foodies. We're there. Listen to us as you drive. Don't drink and drive.
There you go.
Amen.
Drink responsibly.
There you go. Drink responsibly. We are the Big Foodies. We'll talk to you next Friday.